everybody, to the Catholic Opinion. Planet FM, my name is Father Anthony Sumich, bringing the show from Auckland, New Zealand, and I'm a priest of the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter. And our presence here in New Zealand is in the Diocese of Auckland. You can find us on our website at www.fssp.nz or our Facebook page, FSSP Auckland. So let's begin today's show with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. So for those of you who were with us last week in our show, you'll recall that I was pointing out the calendar as it sits at the moment, that we were a few days before the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. So the Most Holy Rosary, the feast is on the 7th of October, and that was a Monday this week. So it's now the 11th. What we're going to do is, in memory of and in honor of that Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, I'm going to talk a little bit about the rosary, but also we're going to pray a rosary on our show today. And we're going to use a couple of different languages because the show does go out onto the internet around the world. And as we're coming from New Zealand, we're going to pray some of the rosary in English, some of it in Latin, which is the language of the church, and some of it in Te Reo Māori. For those of you who are not from New Zealand, that is the one of the two official languages of New Zealand, in English and Te Reo Māori. So we're going to pray some of the rosary in Te Reo Māori. Now, the rosary itself is basically, for those of you who don't know, it's a string of counting beads whereby those who are praying are able to count up the numbers of prayers that they are saying, and in order to put them all together so that in a coherent group, and they're during that rosary, these countings of prayers are added up so that they are added up in lots of tens or decades, as it is said, and for particular intentions that one has, that one prays a group of prayers for a particular intention. Now, many Catholics have prayed this rosary for centuries, and it's something that one does daily. It's an offering to Almighty God, as all prayer is. It's a lifting of the mind, the heart, and the soul to Almighty God. And we recall from the scriptures whereby our Lord was quizzed as to what was the greatest of the commandments of God, and he replied that one must love the heart, the Lord, their God, with their heart, soul, mind, and strength. And so therefore we need to pray. It's one of the necessary things. It is an act of justice, which most people don't really consider that aspect to prayer. When we consider that God is the creator of all things, that God has created us out of nothing, for something to be created has to have come from nothing. If one has put together existing materials in order to, let's say, create, and I put that in inverted commas, create a work of art, one has not actually created the work of art. One has made the work of art from existing materials. In order to create, one must create from nothing. And this is the position that only the creator of all things can do, and that is Almighty God, who has brought all things forth out of nothing, or as it is said in Latin, creatio ex nihilo, creation from nothing. And God has brought forth all of created matter from nothing, and that includes the universe, includes each one of us, the air that we breathe, the places that we live, all the things that come to us, even things that grow, come from something that is already in existence. So as a matter of justice, those who are created owe the one who has created them. And therefore we pray to God, we offer up to him prayers, we offer up to him thanksgiving, we offer up to him praise, so that in justice, we who in and of ourselves have brought forth none of this thank him for the great gifts that he has given to us. So when our Lord was questioned also as to how to pray, he replied with the prayer of the Our Father, which I began this show with. So the church has said that this is always one of the prayers which is pleasing to God. Of course, one must have a clean heart in order to be able to pray effectively. One can say the words and still be quite rotten to the core, but one must be disposed to prayer by acts of penance, acts of sorrow for the things they've done wrong and asking for forgiveness from Almighty God. And at that point in time, their prayers are so much more heard because they've humbled themselves. So the second prayer which is used in the rosary is the Hail Mary. And this is, of course, scriptural as well, because it was the angel that said to Mary, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." And so the following words, "The Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women," the following words taken from her cousin, St. Elizabeth, as Mary visited her, "And blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." And the last part of the Hail Mary added in by the church, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen." So these two prayers are added together in the rosary, and the third one which is added in is that saying of great glory to God, "Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning and now never shall be, world without end." Amen. So these three prayers really make up the basis of the rosary itself. Now, within Catholic theology, we see that the Blessed Virgin Mary has many titles under which she is known throughout the centuries, that she is known as things such as the cause of our joy or seat of wisdom and so such things. But one of the titles that she herself told others that she wanted to be known by was the Lady of the Rosary. And she said that in the small Portuguese town of Fatima in 1917, when she appeared with that incredible miracle that followed it at the cove in Fatima. "I am the Lady of the Rosary," she said. So the rosary is a collection of these prayers offered up to Almighty God, and it has been so used over the decades and the centuries that it has become part and parcel of daily life. It is a love, an act of love of man to Almighty God, as one gives to God the prayers and the offerings that they have of the things that they have. So some of the great saints of the church also spoke of the rosary. The great Saint François de Sales, Saint Francis de Sales, said that the greatest method of praying is to pray the rosary. The great St. Thomas Aquinas, the theological doctor of the church, preached 40 straight days in Rome to the great learned doctors and teachers in Rome just on the Hail Mary itself. 40 straight days, so much depth was he able to find in those words that have been given to us from heaven. And St. John Marie Vianney, the patron of priests throughout the world, was seldom seen walking around without a rosary in one of his hands. So the rosary is truly a great prayer that we can use at all times. So let's get into it now. Begin with the name of the Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence you shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Let's start with the Our Father. The Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And now we pray three Hail Marys for an increase in the virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now in Te Reo Māori. Awe Maria, ki anakoe, te karatia, ki akoe te araki. e whakapainga ana koe I roto I ngā wahine, e a e whakapainga ane hoki a hehu dohu o tō kupu, e hata maria e te matua wahine o te atua, ino e koe mō mātou motohungahara, a nae nei a ta haura o tō mātou mātengarawa, amene, and now in Latin. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. So today's a Friday, and on Fridays we remember our Lord's great sufferings and crucifixion on the cross. And so we're going to pray the sorrowful mysteries, which are generally prayed on Fridays. And the first of those sorrowful mysteries, when we call this to our memory, is our Lord's suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, whereby he bled as he thought about and went through in his own mind all these things that were to come about, being God, knowing these things were going to happen and that he was going to carry this great load upon his shoulders. And so in contemplating this first mystery, this first sorrowful mystery, let's ask for contrition for our sins, because we are the ones that have caused the suffering of our Lord in the garden. And we'll pray this first decade in English. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the second of the sorrowful mysteries, we contemplate our Lord's scourging at the pillar. And as we continue, as we think about his scourging the pillar and all the blood that he poured forth for us and the great pains that he went through, we have to think about our bodies and how much we preen ourselves and are always looking after ourselves and our bodies and wanting our bodies to be pleasing not only to ourselves but to others. But our Lord has made it very, very clear that it's our soul that is more important. So in asking for, in contemplating this mystery, let's ask for a greater sense of our own mortality, and especially taking away of this pride that we have within our own bodies, which are anyway going to die one day and end up in the ground. So let's put this into perspective so that we have a greater love of Almighty God and far lesser love of our own physical bodies. So we'll pray this second mystery in Te Reo Māori. E tō mātou mātou e te rangi, kia whakatapua tō ingoa, kia tai mai tō rangatiratanga, kia whakaritia tau hiahia i te whenua, kia pērā anō i tō te rangi. Ho mai kia mātou anaenei he taro mā mātou mō tēnei rā. Whakakohore tia o mātou hara, me mātou e whakakore nei i ngā hara o te hunga e hara ana kia mātou. Kaua mātou e tukua kia whakawaia, engari whakaorangia mātou i te kino. Awe e maria ki ana koe te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. E a i whakapainga ana hoki a hehu te huo tō kopu. E hata maria te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. Ana e nei a te haora o tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hehu tohu o tō kupu. E hata maria te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a o ta hōro tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria i ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hehu tohu o ko, tō kupu. E hata maria te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a ta hōro tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria i ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tohu tō kupu. E hata maria te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a ta hōro tō mātou mātengara awe rawa. Amene. Awe e maria i ki ana koe i karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hiu toho tō kupu. E hata maria matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a ta hōra o tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu te hua o tō kupu. E hata maria te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a ta hōro tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu te hua o tō kupu. E hata maria te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a o ta hōro tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu te hua o tō kupu. E hata maria e te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. A nae nei a ta hōra o tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A i whakapainga ana hoki a hihu te hua o tō kupu. E hata maria e te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. Ana e nei a ta hōra o tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Awe e maria e ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki. E whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine. A i whakapainga ana hoki a hihu te hua o tō kupu. E hata maria e te matua wahine o te atua. Inoe koe mō mātou mō tō hungahara. Ana e nei a ta hōra o tō mātou mātengarawa. Amene. Kororia ki a matua ki te tamaiti ki te wairua tapu. E pera hoki i te timetanga. A he pera anō i nānei. A he pera tonu. A ake, ake, amene. In the third sorrowful mystery, we will contemplate our Lord's crowning with thorns. And in the meditation on this particular mystery, let's take into account that our Lord is all beautiful and yet his He is to be disfigured completely, and taking away, therefore, the pride in our own countenance about our own selves and the ideas that we have of ourselves. Let's ask for a greater deal of humility about our own appearance, especially about ourselves. And we'll pray this mystery in Latin. Pater noster de quies in celis sanctificet nomen tuum et venia regnum tuum fia voluntas tua sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie et dimitte nobis debita nostra sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris et ne nos inducas in tentationem sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tua, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tua, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tua, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus, Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. Gloria Patri, Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, nunc et semper, in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In the fourth of these sorrowful mysteries, we're going to contemplate our Lord's carrying of his cross, and each and every one of us will realize that we too have to carry a cross in our lives. And so in doing so, we want to mimic our Lord as best as we can, because as he carried his cross, there was a great deal of heroic patience that he showed, recognizing what was going to come forward, and yet he still wasn't in anyway flustered in his own soul. He recognized that this is part and parcel of working and showing that we have to get to heaven. We have to be patient in the tribulations that are offered in front of us. So we ask for an increase in patience ourselves. We'll pray this in English. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the fifth sorrowful mystery, we're going to contemplate our Lord's crucifixion, death on the cross, and in meditating on this epochal moment in all of history, let us consider that it was our sins that have put our Lord up on the cross. And so we need to ask for a great horror of sin, and also secondarily to that, a great love of the cross, that we need to be able to embrace that which our Lord is passing on to us. So we'll pray this last mystery in in Te Reo Māori. E tō mātou mātua e te rangi, kia whakatapua tō ingoa, kia tai mai tō rangatiratanga, kia whakaritia tō hiahia e te whenua, kia pērā anō i tō te rangi. Ho mai kia mātou anai nei he taro mā mātou mō tēnei rā. Whakakahoreatia o mātou hara, me mātou e whakakore nei i ngā hara o ta hunga, e hara ana kia mātou. Kaua mātou e tukua kia whakaweia, engari, whakorangi a mātou i te kino. Awe Maria ki ana koe te karatia ki a koe te raki e whakapainga ana koe roto i ngā wahine e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu o tō kopu e hata Maria te mātua wahine o te atua e noi koe mō mātou motu hunga rā ana e nei a ta haura o tō mātou matanga rawa amene. Awe Maria ki ana koe karatia ki a koe te araki e whakapainga ana koe roto i ngā wahine a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu o tō kopu e hata Maria te mātua wahine o te atua e noi koe mō mātou motu hunga rā ana e nei a te haura tō mātou matangaroa. Amene. Awe Maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki e whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu a tō kopu. E hata Maria te matua wahine o te atua inui koe mō mātou motu hunga ara ana e nei a te haura tō mātou matangaroa. Amene. Awe Maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki e whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu o tō kopu. E hata Maria te matua wahine o te atua inui koe mō mātou motu hungahara ana e nei a te haura tō mātou matanga awai rawa amene. Awe Maria ki ana koe i te karatia ki a koe te araki e whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu o tō kopu. E hata Maria te matua wahine o te atua, inui koe mō mātou motu hungara, ana e nei a o ta haura o tō mātou mātiranga rawa amene. Awe ia Maria, i ki ana koe te karatia ki a koe te araki, i whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine, a i whakapainga ana hoki a hihu o tō tō kopu. E hata Maria, e te matua wahine o te atua, inui koe mō mātou motu hungara, ana e nei a o ta haura o tō mātou mātiranga rawa amene. Awe Maria, ki ana koe te karatia, ki a koe te araki, e whakapainga koe i roto i ngā wahine, a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu o tō kopu. E hata Maria te matua wahine o te atua, inui koe mō mātou motu hungara, ana e nei a ta haura tō mātou mātiranga. Amene. Awe Maria, ki ana koe i te karatia, ki a koe te araki, e whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine, a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tuhu o tō kopu. E hata Maria, e te matua wahine o te atua, inui koe mō mātou motu hungara, ana e nei a ta haura tō mātou mātiranga awa rawa amene. Awe Maria, e ki ana koe i te karatia, ki a koe te araki, e whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine, a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tō kopu. E hata Maria, te matua wahine o te atua, inui koe mō mātou motu hungara, ana e nei a ta haura tō mātou mātiranga rawa amene. Awe Maria, ki ana koe i te karatia, ki a koe te araki, e whakapainga ana koe i roto i ngā wahine, a e whakapainga ana hoki a hihu tohu o tō kopu. E hata Maria, e te matua wahine o te atua, inoi koe mō mātou motu hungara, ana e nei a ta haura o tō mātou mātengara rawa amene. Korore e kia matua kia te tamaiti ki te wairua tapi. Tapu, he pera hoki i te timetanga, a he pera ano ina e nei, a te pera tonu, a ake, ake, amene. So that concludes our rosary for today and our show for the today. And if you take about 15 minutes to pray your rosary, that takes up 1% of your day, and it is a great gift that you can give to Almighty God. So we hope to have you all back again next week, and we'll continue on with our church history. So God bless you and keep you all. And We hope you have a happy and holy weekend. God bless.